This is part four in the story of Vingroup, Vietnam's largest conglomerate, whose founder, Pham Nhat Vong, is dubbed the Elon Musk of Vietnam. It's early 2018. Pham Nhat Vong, the visionary behind Vingroup, found himself amidst the serene backdrop of a retreat, the annual gathering space for the conglomerate's executives. It was here, over cups of green tea, that they would delve into their past, charting the year's achievements and plotting the trajectory for future endeavors. Yet this year, the ambiance was charged with a palpable buzz of impending technological revolution, the advent of 5G networks. As Vong convened the meeting, the air was thick with anticipation.
Let's discuss the future. A future that is fast approaching with the rise of 5G networks. Imagine the possibilities. Connected homes that know your preferences. Smart offices that optimize productivity. And seamless remote collaborations that bridge any distance.
Vong continues to paint a picture of a world where everything is interconnected. A world transformed by the speed and reliability of 5G technology. He talks about how cities could become smarter, with everything from traffic lights to public transportation systems, communicating to reduce congestion and improve efficiencies.
This all sounds incredible, Vong, but how are we going to manage all this? How do we ensure that this connected future doesn't exclude anyone?
Indeed, as things currently stand, it appears one would need a significant level of technical knowledge to navigate this landscape.
Caught in a moment of contemplation, Vong's gaze lightly drifted across the room, landing on a remote control. He realizes the future of their connected homes should be as intuitive as this familiar device. A buzz in Vong's pocket. Epiphany striking.
In the middle of 2018, the industry felt a tangible shift. Vong unveiled VinSmart, a new company infused with $131 million, aiming to steer Vingroup into the tech arena, starting with smartphones. But this venture into the tech arena represented one of Vingroup's boldest moves, facing a market where Samsung, Apple, and several Chinese giants commanded over 80% of the market. For VinSmart to succeed, they must outpace the competition in an industry where they are technologically trailing, late to the party, and up against the formidable grip of established giants. From 1UP Media, this is Empires, episode 4 of a 5-part series, System Reboot.
Critical system failure.
Vingroup's rise across various sectors not only elevated Pham Nhat Vong to the status of Vietnam's first billionaire, but also established him as the wealthiest individual in the nation. Despite the conglomerate's diverse ventures, the lion's share of its revenue remained anchored in the real estate domain, particularly through its flagship, Vinhomes. Vong was acutely aware of the volatility inherent in the real estate sector. Every decade, the industry experienced cyclical downturns, often ending in collapse. History was ridden with examples of firms that found themselves in dire straits after having placed all their bets on real estate, only to be caught off guard by the ensuing financial turmoil.
Vong's foresight warned him that diversification was key, which set him on a perpetual search for new arenas where Vingroup could leave its mark. The advent of 5G technology presented such an opportunity. Historically, each advancement in mobile network technology had catalyzed a wave of innovation and opportunity.
1G facilitated the first mobile phone call.
2G introduced text messaging.
3G brought internet connectivity to mobile devices.
And 4G heralded an era of mobile content consumption.
5G, however, promised a revolution of a different magnitude, promising the dawn of an era characterized by interconnected devices. With its fusion of intelligent sensors, expanded scopes, and enhanced connectivity, 5G was set to democratize the Internet of Things, or IoT, opening up unprecedented possibilities. For Vingroup, this represented a pivotal juncture, a chance for a total system reboot. The problem was, this was a domain in which they were desperately unprepared.
From its inception in 2003 with Vinpearl, launching as a hospitality and leisure venture with a 225-room luxury hotel, Vingroup swiftly grew into an expansive resort dynasty. Over time, its focus largely remained on real estate, evolving from commercial projects to private housing developments. And despite Vingroup's ascent as a premier brand catering to Vietnam's elite, Vingroup had seldom ventured into the realm of technology.
But Vuong and his team had one advantage. They were masters at cultivating an ecosystem, particularly for their Vinhomes residents. In 2012, Vingroup made its foray into the healthcare sector by establishing VinMec, starting with a sprawling 500-bed hospital covering 80,000 square meters. VinMec's offerings expanded to include clinics, pharmacies, and beauty and treatment salons, all designed to integrate seamlessly into the Vinhomes communities, ensuring residents had easy access to comprehensive healthcare services.
By 2014, Vingroup further embedded itself into the everyday lives of Vinhome residents. It introduced VinMart, a supermarket chain, and VinMart Plus, a convenience store chain, both strategically positioned within Vinhome neighborhoods. This move ensured that residents had convenient access to a wide range of groceries and essentials right at their doorstep, further enhancing the self-sufficiency of the Vinhome communities.
Plans for the future even included a Vin University right beside their Hanoi development, Vinhomes Ocean Park, adding an educational dimension to their comprehensive community offerings.
And by 2018, Vingroup's vision had materialized into fully integrated ecosystems within its Vinhomes developments, where every tenant had access to an array of amenities within walking distance.
Starting VinSmart, while risky, seemed feasible. If Vingroup could master ecosystem strategies for their tenants' daily lives, why couldn't they extend this mastery to their online and in-home life? Sure, venturing into this new territory would demand substantial investment, but this was a commitment Vuong was prepared to make, drawing directly from the profits of their thriving real estate ventures. While their ambitions might eventually encompass various aspects of the Internet of Things, their initial focus was on mastering the quintessential remote control of this ecosystem, the smartphone.
After unveiling its ambitious plan to spearhead Vietnam's smartphone industry, Vingroup was met with skepticism. Despite its dominant presence in real estate, venturing into the smartphone sector was seen as audacious and unexpected. It was as if Marriott had declared an intention to manufacture the world's top electric vehicle.
Undeterred, Vingroup boldly affirmed its commitment to becoming a technological powerhouse within the next decade, focusing on big data, artificial intelligence, and applied sciences. This strategic realignment positioned technology at the forefront, followed by real estate and financial services, a clear indication of the company's future direction.
And this clear direction helped quell the skepticism, which waned even more as Vingroup's strategy started to take shape, particularly when Pham Nhat Vuong orchestrated collaborations with renowned scientists to form an advisory board, infusing the venture with credibility and expertise. Further bolstering this initiative, Vingroup forged partnerships with over 50 universities, creating opportunities for more than 100,000 tech graduates. From an industry standpoint, however, entering into smartphones, well, didn't seem that smart.
No, it didn't. Because by 2017, total smartphone shipments had reached approximately 13.5 million units, indicating a robust market, but one showing signs of saturation and slowed growth. This context painted Vingroup's foray into smartphones as not just ambitious, but perhaps overly optimistic, raising questions about the market's capacity for new entrants and the viability of VinSmart's success amidst established giants.
To make matters worse, Vietnam was, and still is, the manufacturing stronghold for Samsung. While the giant today is actively trying to diversify their country of manufacturing, back then, a staggering 60% of all Samsung smartphones was at least produced in Vietnam. Because of this, it came as no surprise that they commanded close to half the market share. Following Samsung was Oppo, a Chinese brand that had secured about 20% of the market and was particularly popular among the young and trendy demographic looking for mid-range phones. As for the premium, it was a duopoly between Samsung's flagship and Apple products. Together, Samsung, Oppo, and Apple held sway over 75% of the market. This left a mere 25% to be contested by around 20 other brands, creating an environment that seemed nearly impenetrable for newcomers like VinSmart. On the surface, the market appeared saturated, with intense competition and little room for growth.
However, the VinSmart team, undeterred by the daunting landscape, dug deeper into the market data and uncovered a promising trend. They identified a burgeoning demand within the mid-range smartphone segment, priced between $300 to $430 US dollars. This segment was experiencing rapid growth, with a year-over-year increase of an astounding 100%.
As VinSmart decided to dive into this segment headfirst, there's one thing you should know. Before VinSmart's entry into the smartphone market, other Vietnamese companies had already attempted to establish themselves, but faced significant challenges.
Mobistar, an early domestic player, initially saw success and even expanded into India. However, the competitive pressure from international brands like LG and Sony eventually forced Mobistar out of the market.
Then came Bphone, the brainchild of BKAV, a household name in Vietnam for antivirus software. Unlike Mobistar, it was prepared to sustain losses to gain market share. But despite these efforts and BKAV's strong brand presence in Vietnam, Bphone struggled to make a significant impact on sales.
All of this meant that for VinSmart to succeed, they would ultimately need to be better than any other Vietnamese company before, in a segment where every foreign brand is equally aware of its potential.
By late 2018, just 6 months after its founding, VinSmart had launched its inaugural smartphones, the VSmart Joy and VSmart Active. Priced at under $290, approximately 20% lower than Oppo's offerings, VinSmart aimed to disrupt the market with aggressive pricing. To ensure market penetration, Vuong orchestrated a widespread distribution strategy, making the smartphones available in nearly 5,000 stores across Vietnam. Furthermore, he leveraged national pride with a marketing campaign that highlighted the phones as proudly made in Vietnam, expecting to garner substantial domestic support.
This strategy initially seemed to pay off, as VinSmart quickly carved out a niche, mainly competing against specific models from Huawei, Xiaomi, and Nokia that matched its price and quality. VinSmart's market share surged to 2%.
However, this initial growth hit an abrupt plateau. The brand's early momentum stalled, largely attracting only Vingroup loyalists and budget-conscious consumers at launch. By early 2019, VinSmart was stagnating at a 2% market share, far from the ambitious 30% target set for 2020.
Upon reflection, the VinSmart team identified several painful truths. One critical realization was that Vietnamese consumers' loyalty was not guaranteed to local products. Quality and value were paramount.
This mirrored Vuong's experience in real estate, where Vinhomes thrived by exceeding market expectations. Vinsmart, however, had yet to match this level of product superiority in the technology sector.
Additionally, there might have been questions about Vinsmart's brand positioning. As an offshoot of Vingroup, which was known for catering to the premium segment, there were doubts about Vinsmart's identity as a mid-tier brand.
Recognizing the need for a dramatic shift in strategy, Vinsmart looked to the playbook of successful Android brands that had managed to carve out their own space in a market dominated by Apple and Samsung. Xiaomi, often dubbed the Apple of China, provided a compelling blueprint.
Despite the dominance of Apple and Samsung, Xiaomi distinguished itself by offering products that closely mirrored premium competitors in design and quality, but at a fraction of the price. For instance, when Samsung launched a phone with a Snapdragon 800 chip at $600, Xiaomi countered with a similar spec model at just $300.
This aggressive pricing strategy was bold, to the point of Xiaomi reporting a loss of over $1 billion in the quarter preceding its IPO. Following this blueprint would be a desperate strategy, almost akin to throwing money into the market. But it could possibly work.
In the late autumn of 2019, Vinsmart released four new models, the Live, Joy 2 Plus, Vsmart Star, and Vsmart B. These models were competitively priced, featuring decent specifications. At first, competitors were not overly concerned. Brand loyalty in the smartphone industry is strong, with factors like brand image and after-sales service playing a significant role in consumer preferences.
Then the news dropped. Vinsmart announced a 50% discount on the Vsmart Live. This bold move caused a seismic shift in the market. The exceptional price-to-quality ratio of the Vsmart Live was hard for consumers to ignore. By year's end, this strategy had paid off handsomely, with Vinsmart's market share tripling to 6%. Analysts noted a significant dip in Samsung's market share, indicating that Vinsmart was successfully converting Samsung users to its brand. This outcome solidified Vinsmart's resolve to continue playing a high-stakes game. The path forward was clear. To win over consumers, Vinsmart had to engage in a price war, a race to the bottom that promised both high risks and high rewards.
On Valentine's Day 2020, an unexpected sight unfolded across Vietnamese smartphone retail outlets. Long lines of eager customers waiting to get their hands on the new Vsmart phone, the Vsmart Joy Model 3. Those in line revealed a mix of surprise and excitement about the demand for a Vietnamese-made phone when interviewed.
Honestly, I thought a Vietnamese phone would be easy to buy, but it's not.
Who would have thought I would stand in line this long to buy a Vietnamese-made phone? You'd think it was easy, but it's not.
Before this, the only phone I'd ever lined up for was the iPhone.
They're right, you know. This model shattered preconceptions about low-cost smartphones by offering robust features like a strong battery with fast charging, a large 6.5-inch screen, and triple main cameras enhanced by AI. Not to mention a box full of accessories, including a fast charger, cable, headphones, and cases.
By the end of the day, the Vsmart Joy 3 had sold over 12,000 units, capturing nearly one-third of the day's smartphone sales in Vietnam. It set a new record, becoming the market's best-selling smartphone in its first day on sale, and subsequently earning the title of king in the low-cost segment.
Vinsmart's strategy extended beyond competitive pricing. By mid-2020, they launched the Vsmart Aris, Vietnam's first 5G smartphone, signaling their ambition to compete across all market segments, including the premium category. This aggressive and diversified approach paid off, with Vinsmart's market share surging to 17% overtaking Apple to become the third largest smartphone brand in Vietnam.
The brand's success caught international attention, leading to expansion in markets like Myanmar, Russia, and Spain. A particularly notable achievement was securing a deal to produce 2 million smartphones for the U.S. telecom giant AT&T, a testament to VinSmart's growing reputation. But as the industry gathered in support of VinSmart, the mood in the offices of VinGroup was probably different. It was far from celebratory.
You wanted to meet us to share the projections. Let's hear it then. How are we doing financially with VinSmart?
Well, Mr. Vuong, it's tough out there. We're facing significant losses. Stepping into the smartphone market hasn't been as smooth as we had hoped.
And what about our market share? Our innovations? Aren't we making the splash we aimed for?
Truthfully, sir, while we've made some strides in brand awareness thanks to our promotions, I'm worried that's all there is. If we keep this up, we're talking possibly years of losses.
Vuong knew exactly what he meant. It had been a tough few years to get to 17% market share, and the prospect of keeping this up for another...
There's one more thing, sir. I'm not sure if it'll become something big.
What is it? Oh, I'm sorry. That was supposed to be Vuong.
What is it?
We heard a third wave of COVID-19 is coming next year in 2021. We suspect it's gonna impact supply and demand.
Supply and demand of what?
Chips.
As 2020 unfolded, the COVID-19 pandemic began its relentless assault on global supply chains, leading to acute shortages across various sectors, with the microchip industry bearing a significant brunt of the disruption. The irony is, while many firms claim to design their own chips, the reality is that only a few giants like TSMC in Taiwan do the heavy lifting. Outsourcing under normal circumstances is cost-effective until it isn't, as the pandemic brutally illustrated. Trade halts choked supply just as the demand for chips, fueled by a surge in home entertainment purchases, skyrocketed. This situation created an unparalleled crisis in the microchip industry, and despite the supply squeeze, industry titans such as Samsung, Apple, and Huawei managed to secure the scarce resources needed to continue their operations.
VinSmart, however, stood on precarious ground. With the market already cornered by these behemoths, VinSmart's chances appeared increasingly grim. But abandoning their venture, especially after significant investment in technology, including the launch of 4 smart TV models, seemed unthinkable. Vuong remained seated, his gaze eventually settling on a copy of Jim Collins's Good to Great. Holding a deep respect for Collins' work, Vuong found himself pondering the hedgehog concept. Despite not always aligning with its principles, he considered it a valuable framework for contemplation.
There is an ancient Greek parable that goes, "A fox knows many things, but a hedgehog knows one big thing." This wisdom, embraced by thinkers and educators alike, found new life in Jim Collins' concept, where he believes leaders who turn inwards, like a hedgehog would when threatened, tend to do better. According to Collins, to turn inwards successfully, you must answer 3 questions. 1. What ignites your passion? 2. What can you be best in the world at? And 3. What fuels your economic engine?
Guided by this framework, Vuong recognized a critical issue. The pricing strategy in the lower-tier smartphone segment was flawed, posing a challenge to driving economic growth. VinGroup, accustomed to the ebb and flow of entering and exiting various ventures, from electronics retail to aviation, had seen its fair share of strategic shifts, notably the significant sale of its VinMart and VinMart Plus chains to Masan Group. Yet the prospect of selling VinSmart, along with its substantial intellectual property, didn't sit right. it begged the question, could there be an alternative approach?
It's Sunday afternoon in May 2021, and the Vietnamese media is abuzz with news about Vinsmart. In a shocking revelation, Vinsmart has announced that they're halting production of their smartphone brands, but they aren't bowing out of their promise. They would continue to become a technological powerhouse, reinvesting all their resources into electric cars. This decision would transform Vong into the Elon Musk of Vietnam. From 1UP Media, this is Empires, episode 4 of a 5-part series, System Reboot. Next in Empires, we'll delve into Vingroup's bold aspiration for its electric cars and see whether it's a sweeping vision or just an impossible dream. Follow us so you won't miss out on episode 5 of our 5-part series, The Elon Musk of Vietnam.
Empires is a 1UP Media original, produced and co-written by Guang Jin and Cascade. Edited by Alex. Audio experience by Ethan Sam. Additional engineering by Ashley from 1UP Media. And narrated by Luis Cruz and Claire Bernal. International research by Sonia, Kuyet, and Jiamin from 1UP Media. A quick word on our reenactments and dramatizations. While we can't know exactly what they say, think, or feel at the moment, it is all based on research. Thank you for listening.